Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is the, I don't know, last Thursday of the month, maybe? No, that's next Thursday, which is Halloween, I think. But anyway, today is United Nations Day, among other things, and we're going to chat about that and some other things with my friend, Stephanie Dukes. Good morning. How are you, Steph?
Well, good morning, Lady G. I'm doing just great. Enjoying this wonderful Florida sunshine.
Oh, yeah, always, always. Nice, nice day today, for sure. So, like I said, today, it's United Nations Day. It recognizes the founding of the United Nations in 1945. It's celebrated annually around the world. On October 24th, they have meetings and discussions and all that type of stuff. But one of the reasons I wanted to bring that up, because in my looking for what may be happening in order to honor that day, I found this website called Girls in Politics, the Girls in Politics Initiative program, and they have different, events, and this weekend they have a Camp United Nations for Girls 2019, and a Camp Congress for Girls is coming up, and it's for girls ages to 17, introducing girls to the United States political system, the United Nations, and all that type of stuff. And I was like, geez, I wonder how long this has been going on, because I had never heard of it, and I wish I'd have known something about it, because when I was little, I got a chance to go once, I think maybe twice, to the United Nations, and I was really, like, awestruck. And I actually had considered one time when I was taking French becoming fluent so I could be an interpreter at the United Nations. You know, so coming across this, I was like, gee whiz, I had no idea. Had you heard of this Girls in Politics Initiative?
No, well, I had heard people speak about it, but I had not really looked in depth at the program until, you know, we discussed topics for today. So I love it. I think it's an excellent opportunity. I know through my sorority we have a National United Nations Day, but a lot of it's because we work internationally with women programs internationally, but this is fantastic to get on the other side.
Yeah. So I had no idea. I said, oh my goodness, I would have been in it for sure. I'd have been all in that for sure. So I think it's a good thing if you know, nothing else, you know, a little educational, a little bit of, you know, getting the chance to learn and meet with like-minded other young ladies and stuff. So I was going to try to get somebody on from that organization, and even if I can't get anybody on, at least by the time this one comes up, I'm definitely, before the one comes up next year, going to try to get someone on from this organization, especially with the election coming up. I definitely need to pull someone in from this organization.
I like how both events tackle different issues, like the United Nations where they're going to teach them about developing and writing and then giving a speech, the power of negotiation, that, you know, you have to negotiate, and with negotiation we know that that means to give a little, take a little.
Right.
How to make resolutions along with amendments to certain resolutions before the final vote. And I like that it will be taking them through what really happens at the United Nations. That is a beautiful, beautiful building. I happened to be up there when last month when the nations around, the members of the United Nations came to New York. And, of course, you get caught in all kind of traffic jams if you were driving.
Right.
That is a beautiful thing to see all the different members of the different countries come into town. Although everything's locked down, and you go through 101 different securities if you have not prepared ahead of time. Don't walk where you don't need to be, because you will get detained. But I think this
is wonderful,
the activities that they have here for them. And
I was
surprised that they could do all of this in one day. That is the challenge. This is a one day, and you're going to do speech writing. You're going to talk about the power of negotiations, teach them how to negotiate. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. And they also have, in addition to the, you know, they've got other stuff, according to this website, many United Nations for Girls, a camp parliament for girls, daughter and mother camp congress for girls, which I think that's neat as to have a mother-daughter thing. And I'm going to post this on G's Power Hour Facebook page, because they do have where if you want, you know, you want an event for your school or organization, they have a form where you can complete it. So if you want to get, if like you were talking about your sorority, you know, you're already doing something, but there may be other organizations out there that want to partner with this particular organization, and with our women becoming more and more, you know, the focus of politics these days, it's very important that at least there's, you know, this means of preparation for our young ladies. And I was very, very intrigued by it, very fascinated by it. And like I said, if I'd have been a kid, I'd have been in it. I really would have, for sure.
And one of the things I'm making note here, because one of the things that I note on looking at this on Eventbrite, there is a ticket price. And some people would think that would be out of their range for a one-day event, if they didn't understand the power of such an event.
Right.
And I made myself a note here, you know, a lot of us, or a lot, when I say us, organizations within our communities, we give out scholarships.
Right,
and
that's what I was just thinking.
This could be included as a form of a scholarship to sponsor a child, a young lady, to attend one of these events. You know, we have to learn to invest in our future long before their senior year in high school.
Right. Exactly. Oh.
So I'm making myself a note to submit this as a proposal to the Zetas next year for us to put this in our budget and find us in our youth group two or three young ladies to financially support to attend.
Right, exactly. I mean, you just, you know, you do a contest, maybe do applications or whatever, and, you know, just so that, you know, everybody could, you know, just have a chance to go. And since you know now that it's coming up, and it's coming up on an annual basis, it's good for organizations to go ahead and budget for something like this and do fundraising for something like this. Because, you know, there may be young ladies that want to go and can't go. One of the things I noticed is that, let me find it. I think the Girl Scouts were even giving badges, I think. Junior Girl Scouts participating in Camp Congress for Girls, according to this, will earn the Girl Scouts Junior Inside Government Badge. So, I mean, there's a variety of incentives for doing this. So,
So, anyway. And, you know,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No,
a lot of times we think we have to reinvent the wheel when things come along that others have created, spent time and effort to develop, it's good to support them, support good causes.
Exactly, exactly. Like the LEANS program that I mentioned before, I was glad to find that program because it was something that I had been thinking of doing for years. And I'm like, no, that's okay. It's already there. I'm going to go ahead and support that program. So,
exactly. So,
there's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, when you mentioned LEANS, I actually was in a meeting, and those are some awesome, awesome women.
Yes. Yes, I have not gotten a chance to go yet, unfortunately. I met the lady. She came to one of our Orlando Regional Realtor Association community relations meetings, and that's how I got a chance to know about LEANS. But, I mean, I'm supporting it 100% any way I can. You know,
yes.
Hopefully more be getting more involved in some way, shape, or form in the future. So, but, yeah, great program. And another program that is happening this weekend is the Kicks for Guns program.
Mm-hmm.
There are several agencies, police agencies in Central Florida this weekend that are involved in the Kicks for Guns program. Let's see, and I'm trying to find, and I want to, because I want to share this with everybody. But let's see, anyone who hands in a gun gets a $50 gift card. I'm like, I just wish I had a gun so I could get a gift card. That's
no,
I want a gift card.
You know you're wrong.
I'm gonna go and see, you know, see if I can raise some garbage cans or something so I can get a gift card. I don't know, but anyway, the Orange County Sheriff's Office is collecting guns at the following spots, and like this was in on the OrlandoSentinel.com website. I'm going to try to post it on G's Power Hour Facebook page. United Church of Christ, 9300 University Boulevard, from 7 to 5. And this is, I believe, on Saturday. Let me find the correct date. That's today. Sorry. That's today. Got a gun? Want to get a gift card? This is the way to do it. Just turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
United Church of Christ,
no,
the Rotary.
No questions asked.
Nope, not at all. Rotary Club, 475 North Kirkman Road. That's from 7 to 5 today. LBT Development Building, that's 2719 South Orange Blossom Trail from 7 to 7. And the John Bridges Center, 445 West 13th Street from 7 to 7 as well. So those are the four locations that are listed on here. And police agencies are already reporting collections. So this is good just to get some of those guns off the streets. And like I say, shoot, gift card, I had one, I turned it in, you know.
And they also ask us to make sure the gun is unloaded. Make sure it's unloaded.
Oh,
and
please.
To put it into a plastic bag. And that's just to make sure it's handled well, because if you have it in your hand and you think you've unloaded it, but you haven't unloaded the chamber, you know, there's always people forget about the one that's already in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So you have
yeah.
to make sure, so putting it in a plastic bag helps to make sure you don't have your hands on it, and it's kind of a little better easier to make sure that firearm doesn't go off accidentally. So unload them and put it in a plastic bag and bring them on down.
For sure. And if you all need to get rid of the gun but don't really want the gift card, you know, just you know, type me a note on G's Power Hour Facebook page. Let me know. We can make an arrangement for you.
I love it.
So yeah, that's always a good thing. There was something else going on. There's, like I said, there is so much going on. And just a reminder for you all, it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about an event that's coming up Saturday for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So don't want you to miss it. I'm here with my friend Stephanie Dukes. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you have questions or you want to join the conversation, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arglitex. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Thank you for being with us today. I am here with my friend Stephanie Dukes. If you want to join the conversation, you have a topic you want to bring up or something you need, think we need to know about, the number is 516-387-1944. And so Saturday morning, I will probably by midday be taking a soak in the tub because Saturday morning I will be participating with some members of my Nice Jupiter Claver Ladies Auxiliary in the Making Strides of Orlando event, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. That's going to take the local one is going to take place in downtown Orlando at Lake Eola. The check-in time, you can still sign up. Check-in time is 7 a.m. Registered participants who have raised $100 or more prior to walk day can pick up their event t-shirts that was last week. You could probably still grab a t-shirt. Oh, because today you can pick up a t-shirt from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the American Cancer Society office in Winter Park. That's 507 North New York Avenue. In Winter Park. So you still can pick up your t-shirt today if you raised $100 or more so far. They've got an opening ceremony at 7:30. And if you're not walking, you can still come down and watch and take advantage of some of the celebration that they're having down there. Opening ceremonies at 7:30 a.m. You can see some of the survivors of breast cancer make strides, as well as all those people that are supporting them, a variety of family and friends and organizations. The walk actually begins at 9 a.m. So, it's not a race. You know, you can casually walk. Me, I'm more of that power walking type of person. So I'm like there, I get it done, I go and go eat or something. But anyway, Stephanie, have you participated before?
I'm a fundraiser.
You're a fundraiser,
because,
okay.
Yeah, I'm a fundraiser because the heat and the racing, because of the medical issues, I have to keep my body temperature at a certain rate, or else I have a very rapid heartbeat, so I don't need to be doing anything to accelerate it purposely. So I take medication to keep it at a certain level. So what I do is I do my part by making sure that I contribute funds. And I was going to ask you, are you posting collect on your website? Next year, you and I have to have a challenge. Our pages to the website and see if we can drum up more money for with our listening audience who may not be participating by walking, but always can participate by the walk of their fingers to the website, going to there and placing a donation.
Okay.
So we
Sounds
have to work
cool.
on that for next year. Yeah.
Sounds
yes,
like a plan.
I'm a fundraiser.
Okay, cool. I got you. I'm in there too as well. But I try to get in the little bit of exercise I can. In fact, I'll probably be on the treadmill tomorrow trying to see if I can make that 5K on the treadmill. You can I quit after about a mile.
I'm behind you. You can do it.
Yeah,
you can do
well, like I said, I've done it before with my ladies' auxiliary. We've done it before a couple of years ago. I did it with them, and I think some of them did it last year. I missed it last year, I think. Or maybe it got, I don't know, I was going to say maybe it got canceled because of storms or whatever, because that's an odd time of, you know, year, unfortunately, because we're still in hurricane season. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that. We are still in hurricane season. Avon is the national presenting sponsor, but they've got a huge variety of sponsors. Like I said, it's a fundraising thing, but it's also, you know, a thing in terms of, you know, gauging your health. You get out there if you are able to walk and, you know, just have a good time with it. You know, sometimes you see people that you don't see any other time of the year. You just happen to meet them at the walk. You know, so that's a good thing.
It really is. And so make sure, even though we're not having a competition, a friendly competition, why don't we go ahead and put yours up there? So those in the listening audience, if they want to participate, there's still time.
Yes, definitely. And what I'm trying to do, to be honest, and if I don't get it before the show's out, I will get it today, is to try to find our team's page, because I haven't even gone there. I was like, but I'm looking for it right now.
That's what I'm doing now. Also looking for my team page. I'm like, okay, where is it?
I found my team page. Found it. So I'm gonna post this on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. And,
wonderful.
I gotta make. I thought about it. I'm like, maybe I need to go in here, because maybe I need to sign up for the walk too. So, yeah. So this is going up right now on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, and you know, hopefully, even you know, make a donation. But also, you know, like I said, come out. A lot of those walkers, especially during that last bit of that route, need to be cheered on. You know, so if you can get out there and just you know, give some encouragement to everybody that's out there, just trying to call attention to the efforts against breast cancer, that would be great. So,
yes, you know, one of the things, like, all month have been wearing our shirts and a pin, with the pink pins for breast cancer at church. We are every week throughout this month, we've been wearing pink. In honor of breast cancer, because a lot of times we think of women for breast cancer, and breast cancer does not know any gender. It knows breast tissue. And there's a number of men who have been affected by it. So
we had Debbie Turner on from the Debbie Turner Cancer Center in Apopka. I was talking about that, how I think it was the same day, Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's father, came out and said that he had breast cancer. He was, you know, dealing with that. You know, his family was supporting him and everything. But yeah, I mean, it's there's so many things. It's a lot of some of the things. It, not just with breast cancer, but just with a lot of the cancers. There's genetic issues that are involved. There are lifestyle issues involved. When I talk about lifestyle, I'm talking about diet and exercise, you know, keeping your stress down. Stress plays a pivotal role in terms of how we handle our health. So you've got to make sure that you're keeping the stress down in your life when you're trying to manage these diseases, for sure. So.
Oh, mercy. And just general life, you know. My sister and I was having this conversation this morning, and we were talking about balance and that how we work hard at our special events, that being community service, we work hard on our jobs, but we have to make sure, if not once a week, at least once a month, that we do something that is not related to anything but relaxation, something that's going to make us laugh, have fun. And no, nothing stressing about community service, nothing stressing about our job, nothing even stressing about family matters. You know, it's just going to be relaxation time, such as taking a helicopter ride, an evening of going out and doing these baking classes or something that is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's the same, but you do have to actually sometimes schedule in time to have fun. For some people, you know, and you know, because some people it's not a big deal, you know, they kind of just roll with everything, you know. But us Type A personalities, sometimes you have to schedule that stuff in just to make sure that you're getting it in. So, another thing that's happening this month is it's National Head Start Awareness Month. I was hoping to try to get somebody on from Head Start, but I know my mom volunteered when I was a little girl with Head Start for a little while. So this is Head Start Month. They ask you to support Head Start. Use the hashtag Head Start Awareness on social media and stuff like that. A lot of children, millions of children, are in need of what Head Start has to offer. So, they said a few ways that Head Start programs support children's growth and development is with health. All children receive health and development screenings, mental health support, nutritious meals, medical and dental services. They also help with early learning and providing an environment for that. And they also strengthen and support children's relationships with parents, bringing families together, showing, you know, the importance of education, financial security, and housing stability. So the history of Head Start, President Ronald Reagan proclaimed October as Head Start Awareness Month in, 1982. President Lyndon Johnson, however, was the one to start Head Start in 1965. To provide comprehensive health, nutrition, and educational support for children and families across the United States. So, if you are struggling and you might need some support services out there, you don't know where to look, Head Start might be a start for you to do that, get some assistance. Because, you know, even though they say the economy is doing quite well right now, everybody needs a hand from time to time. And so you might want to check your local Head Start, and I'll be posting the information from the one in Orange County as soon as I get a chance. So, but I did want to bring that to everyone's attention that it is Head Start Awareness Month. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on this month. It's not one of the months that I usually think of in terms of very active in terms of these type of things. But, one of the good things about this show is it's helped me to kind of get to know a little bit more in terms of what's going on in my community and around the country. So I'm sharing it with you. So.
And, you know, the thing also about Head Start as being a retired educator, and as we, you know, we talk about working in our communities, just really being out and about, Head Start is so critical. Just the other day, I asked a young baby child, I'll call them, I asked him what was his name. And do you know that child told me his name was Bebe? I said, excuse me, that's not your name. Yes, it is. I said, okay, that's what they call you. But do you know the name that's on your birth certificate, Bebe? I said, do you know what a birth certificate is? Yes. I said, okay, what is your address? He said, I live right around yonder. I said, but what is the house number? And he looked at me like, it's over there. I said, okay. And, of course, then the next question I was asked him, I says, can you tell me what's 1 + 1? He said, what's that?
Oh, no.
I still can't believe it. So throughout my, you know, that week became my challenge to see as I, you know, not looking for any specific child, but just to be aware, as my journey calls me to cross paths with different children,
mm-hmm.
out of, let's say, 10 children that I crossed paths with, do you believe 8 of them said their names were Bebe? Could you believe that? That they call these kids. And one of them, they called him Junior. I did ask them, I said, do you know why you're called Junior? And it was real cute because this was actually a young girl child. And she says, because I look just like my mother. And I says, what's mommy's name? She says, Mommy.
See.
I said, okay.
My mom told me a long time ago, and I don't know for okay, just to put it out there, I'm over a half a century year old. Okay, I'm gonna say that. Okay, so and that's why it just blows my mind, because we being a half a century down the road and we still have this issue, that's a major problem. My mom told me, she taught me, she would tell me stuff over and over again. Relatives would question me. They would quiz me because they knew my mom was telling me what their names were, what the address of the streets we lived on. I knew every address of every street that we lived on, what their full names were, what their date of birth were, all that type of stuff. You know, because my mom said, I am not going to have you going around to somebody, if something happens and someone asks you what's your name and your mama, you tell them mama because that's what I used to call her. But she's like, no, you're not gonna do that out there in public. If something happens mm-hmm. you need to know what this information is. And then also, unfortunately, and it's not just black folks, but it happens a lot with black folks, we use these nicknames, and we don't know half our relatives' real name.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I can name you rattle a bunch of nicknames of family members of mine. I even have a nickname. And to be honest, I used to have to tell people, if you refer to me, you got to refer to me by this name, because they don't know what my real name is, some of my family members.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I grew up and started using my real name, because in business circumstances, especially if you got to give your social security number to someone for a job or something, you better give them your real name. So it's like, you know,
exactly.
I give my real name because that's the name I get paid by. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I mean, it was Flu, Tiny. What other names are out there? Shug, like you said, Bebe. You need to know what your real name is. You need to know what your family's real names are and other pertinent information, because the way things are these days, you can get out in the street and something can happen to you. You need to be able to give people your contact information. In fact, you need to have it on your person.
Exactly.
You really do.
Exactly. And
so,
there, you know, in Florida, with the STEMS program, if a child is not proficient in STEM by the third grade, that child is automatically considered and labeled left behind. So that's the other reason that it is critical that we take advantage of the Head Start program for the homes that don't have the time to sit down and teach their kids the real basic stuff before then. May not even have access to the internet in their home, because we take it for granted.
Yeah.
And I know I was one who took it for granted that, you know, the internet had been around so long, everyone should have internet. Wrong. Internet
But the one thing you have access to, everybody should have access to, whether you have internet or not, is your library. Because even at the library, if you get a library card, which is free, you don't have to pay for internet at the library. You go to the library and they have computers there. And they have computer classes there, at least in Orange County, at our library. So you can take you can take computer classes so that you know what you're doing no matter what computer you got on.
And that's the thing. We have to use the services that help us to at least attempt to catch up. Okay. And I know it's not convenient for everyone. We have parents out there who are struggling and working, but we have to remember that we are a community. And when we find a sister, a brother that's out there working those two and three jobs to make ends meet and don't have time to get their little one to the library, then that's when we, you know, we have to learn that we have a community, a village, and support one another. Because there were times, I know, when my parents was working, then my auntie or uncle or grandmother would then take us to certain events. And we have to remember and rely on our community of the villages which we live in to do that for us. But we have to make ourselves available so someone will know that, too, that we are out there.
And just to mention this, getting back to Head Start, and then I'm going to take a quick break. This is in April. Orange County Head Start Division recognized nationally for community partnerships. According to this is on the Orange County government website, and I'm going to post it on G's Power Hour Facebook page. Program celebrating 54 years in the community and serves more than 1,536 children ranging from 3 to 5 years old in 82 classrooms and 22 centers across the county. So I am posting this on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. We are going to take a quick break. I'm here with my friend Stephanie Dukes. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I have my great friend, Stephanie Dukes, who is sharing the airwaves with me today, or the, I guess you could say, the internet, the web, the World Wide Web with me today. Anyway, I got a chance to see a preview of a movie that's coming out this weekend, I believe, called Black and Blue. And it was a, you know, because I know you heard me talk about that other movie earlier this week. Okay, I'm not talking about that one anymore. If it hasn't come out already, it's going to come out this weekend. It's called Black and Blue. It's starring Naomi Harris, who I think she was Academy Award nominee, and Tyrese Gibson from Fast and Furious fame and some other stuff, and also has some hits out there. So, but I, you know, it was a very good movie. It was really, really good, and it's about a female police officer. And she runs into an issue and is kind of caught between her community of black and her community of blue. So I strongly encourage you all to go see it. But it's something that when we talk about, let's say, police brutality or the relationship with police and the community, we have to remember that we have members of the African-American community and other minority communities that are in the trenches as police officers just trying to do their jobs. And sometimes it's a difficult task for them to try to do their jobs and then go home and just, you know, be at one with the community. And I say we've got to really have a better understanding and better support of the people from our communities that are in the trenches as police officers that are trying to protect us and guide us and enforce the law of the land, you know. Because you can't necessarily get upset with people trying to enforce the law of the land. If you don't like the law of the land, then you have to go through the proper protocol to amend it, to change it. But otherwise, you are subject to the law of the land, and you have to obey it, and you can't get upset with people, no matter what color they are, that are trying to enforce it. Now, if they are not properly enforcing it, as that's kind of the problem that some of us are dealing with right now, then that's a different subject. You do have to, you know, call into the question the behavior of some people with badges, unfortunately. But you have to be honest, you can't cluster people together. You can't stereotype people together. You got to take all that stuff on a case-by-case basis.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But it's also, when I was watching the trailer, some of the things that, me being analytical, saw the hierarchy and both the blue family and then in the black family, how there is codes of protection. There is structure that we think is all chaotic, but, you know, there's a lot of structure that goes into living out in different communities. So I found that very interesting and enlightening, that when we talk about learning, when we're talking about the girls learning the political system, you know, that's a whole nother, it teaches us or show us how two different systems, be they good or bad, how they organize for success on their terms as they define the success. And that was like, So yeah, it should be an excellent, excellent movie.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. I wouldn't mind seeing it again. In fact, I had an opportunity to see it but just caught up with so many different things. But it was very, very powerful. And my thing is, too, see, I guess maybe I've had a variety of different encounters. Now, I've never been arrested, and I'm not that type of person, and Stephanie can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes you don't have to be doing something to have an unfortunate encounter with law enforcement. You know, you don't have to be doing something. Things just happen. And my mom used to tell me stories about how my dad, you know, when, you know, things were still dicey with the black community, more so than they are now, and my dad would get stopped, and they wouldn't even use his correct name. They're like, "Where you going, Willie?" And he would tell them where he was going and everything. They would, you know, check him out, and they were surprised that he had never been arrested.
Right.
It's like, "You don't have a record." "No, don't have a record." "No." "Ain't trying to get one." "Don't need one. Thank you." and stuff like that. But and those are some of the unfortunate things. But then also, too, we have good relations, too. A few years ago, I worked on our national night out program here in my neighborhood. And we had we're in unincorporated Orange County. For those of you that aren't from our area, I know it's different than other states, but you know, the city patrols a certain part, you know, and then the county patrols the part that's not incorporated into the city. But so we had members from the Orange County Sheriff's Office that came out for our National Night Out, and members from the fire department that came out, and government representatives that came out. Geraldine Thompson came out, and, you know, other businesses that came out. ADP came out, and we had sponsors from like Subway and Bravo and stuff to sponsor some of our food. And it turned out to be quite nice. I had part of it in my driveway. And it turned out to be quite nice. And they were really nice. The Sheriff's Department was really cooperative in terms of, you know, keep, you know, helping us keep on our timeline. And they gave us a plaque and everything for hosting the National Night Out for our neighborhood. And we don't have a homeowners association. That was the thing. We you know, purely volunteers, you know, no homeowners association. But they came out and talked to the kids and you know, gave a presentation and all that kind of stuff. And it was a really good evening with them. So, and then for me personally, I just, because I have family in law enforcement, it's personal to me. So I have one cousin in particular that I'm very close to, kind of, he's like my brother. And anytime anything happens with the police, I'm on the phone. You okay? You okay? Mm-hmm. Because I know it could be, you know, something that happened to him legitimately, or something that happened just because of the, you know, the profession that he's in.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So we got to watch out for each other. But I would definitely suggest going to see the movie and then organizing a discussion with your church, organizing a discussion with your community organizations, organizing a discussion with law enforcement. You know, and watch the movie and have a discussion so that we can break down some barriers and, you know, help us support each other. When are you going to see the movie?
I am going. I have a friend being honored this week in Fort Pierce this weekend, so I'll be in Fort Pierce Friday and Saturday. So I won't get in the opening weekend number count for how much the movie will collect in revenue for this week. But I
That's
will
okay.
make a commitment to go on Sunday. I'll say Monday because I'll be traveling. I'll go Monday mid to the matinee so that the following week I'll help those revenue monies and the revenue count, excuse me.
And
a Monday.
And even if you can't make the matinee, don't forget, plugging AMC on Tuesdays. They have $5 movies. Just letting you all know.
Now you got
and
me.
And that's all day and night.
Mm-hmm.
So just let you all know.
Done. So. I just put it on my calendar, locked it in for the reminder to go on Tuesdays, and I'm putting down here in my notes section to look up the times for
AMC.
The AMC near me. I got it.
Got
Thank
it.
You,
okay. You're welcome. We're going to take our last break. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. The number, if you have something you want to contribute, something you want to talk about, is 516-387-1944. I'm here with my friend Stephanie Dukes, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720, Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Depp Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387. And let me help you with your real estate needs.
Good afternoon. Hi there. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We're just talking about stuff that's going on around the area. I'm here with my friend Stephanie Dukes. You know, we've talked about, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We didn't talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but we did talk about it earlier this month. Just don't forget that. Also, with Head Start Awareness Month, it's oh, goodness gracious, I can't remember half the stuff we talked about. But, and don't forget to go watch Black and Blue this weekend or on Tuesday. But the other thing I want to talk about, Steph, was a thing I came across, and I actually have seen it because I've gone to that store, where they talked about, this is on clickorlando.com, Ocoee Publix that had 4 new self-checkout scanners. And there's debate about it, and I'm glad they had this article because I've been kind of going through a little bit of the same debate on this myself. Now, I do use self-checkout stuff, but usually if I have one item or something or if maybe I'm in a rush, but normally I like to go through the regular lines. Now, there are some people, they had mixed reviews, and there were some people that were like, yeah, it's great if you have 1 or 2 items, like I said, you know, and then you go through and you get done and you don't have to wait in line and stuff. But others that said some of what I've been concerned about with all of this implementation of technology is are you taking away jobs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got 4 registers unmanned, and the only really time you need a person on there is if there's a glitch or it has to be repaired or something has to be signed off on, like, and I'm assuming you probably wouldn't use these registers if, let's say, you were purchasing alcohol, because usually you have to show an ID for purchasing alcohol. I'm not sure if that would work or not. But, you know, I do find myself, you know, using self-checkout a little bit more, but I personally like a person at my register, especially if I have a question. I don't want to run around and try to find somebody to handle, you know, my issue.
Exactly. And I'm like that also. You know, I like the personal interaction. There's just something about after I'm spending my money that now I have to work and scan it too and bag it and take it out.
And take my bag. Yeah.
No, I like the old-fashioned personal service. And I'm like you. I want one of those scanners maybe taking 2 to 3 people out of employment. Now what does that do for our economy? No, that's not good.
Yeah. So I, you know, I've debated about it, and then also too, the other thing that someone came up was, this is Publix. You go to Publix for personal service most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to other stores like, well, let's just be frank. Walmart, okay, like I mean, someone was talking about the service difference between Walmart and Publix. I know what I'm getting when I go to both of those stores, so I'm not pitching. I'm not pitching one against the other. When I go to Walmart, I'm looking for low prices and one-stop shopping because you have your groceries, but you have other stuff too. So that's what I'm going to Walmart for. And their theme is what, about low prices or whatever. Now, I will get upset with them if they're not always low price. That's going to be my issue with them. With Publix, their motto is, where shopping is a pleasure. So you need to bring that atmosphere to me at Publix. Because I'm coming for the pleasure of shopping at Publix. Okay? You did not advertise always the low price. You advertised where shopping was a pleasure. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I go. I don't expect Publix to be Walmart and Walmart to be Publix. And I do shop at both, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so you can't say, well, at Publix they do this, or if you're at Publix, well, at Walmart they do this. They are not the same store.
So, you know, and that was how George Jenkins made his fortune, making
mm-hmm.
sure that he provided that personal touch. That
and for those of you that don't know who George Jenkins is, by the way, that's the founder of Publix.
Yes.
And we're Floridians from day one almost, Steph, so we got to explain stuff to folks, okay?
That's right. George Jenkins, the founder of Publix in Lakeland, Florida.
Yep.
That one of the things why his employees were able to become, most of them, millionaires because of their stock options, that he
mm-hmm.
says, no, if my employees take ownership and pride in their presentation for what they're presenting to the public,
mm-hmm.
that then my customer base would increase because you're treating people with respect. You're treating them like, you know, we go to the same places enough, we know everybody by name.
Mm-hmm.
So you know Mrs. Mitchell is going to come in on Thursday, and she is always going to need 4 dozen of eggs because she's baking cakes for the bake sale. You know not to let the eggs run out in the produce department, in the dairy, you know, over in the dairy section. Those are the things that George Jenkins developed, was that customer service base, and to particularly at the checkout. That his cashiers were always to be pleasant and smiling and not grumpy. I hate going somewhere, and I've already walked around in the store too long, picked up my
mm-hmm.
items, and then the cashier sits there and just slings my things. I'm like, hold up. I picked that particular one because I didn't want it messed up. Or don't sit
mm-hmm.
there and have this grumpy attitude on your face when I'm trying to mm-hmm. Hold on. I am not the source of your bad day, okay?
Right.
So don't give it to me.
If you aren't in the business of customer service, then go find another job somewhere else, because you have to be about the customer in those types of jobs.
You have to like other people. You have to engage
with other people to be in those type of jobs. And that's part of
mm-hmm.
our problem now with some of these kids that are too stuck on these computers because they don't know how to interact and engage with other people. Sorry, just saying.
That's the truth. That is the
and,
truth.
Customer service is
an art.
Yes, yes. The other thing I do have to say, though, as much as I like Publix and do shop there sometimes, I am not happy with Publix right now for the simple reason that they are part of the black hole that has been created here in the Orlando area in Central Florida.
Ooh.
Where, and there's a black hole here. That's a whole other discussion, but that's my pet peeve. And I call it a black hole because, this is my issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in the black neighborhood, your dollars are just as good as anybody else's, and you shouldn't have to drive 20 miles, and I'm exaggerating in some cases, to go get groceries, to go buy clothes, to go get gas, basic essentials. You should not have to keep coming out of your neighborhood, wasting that gas in time. And you're giving your dollars to someone that is, you know, that's supposed to be serving you.
Mm-hmm.
Publix
mm-hmm.
is one of those stores that you can't find in a black neighborhood.
Mm.
And in here, in Central Florida. And the stores that you do find in the black neighborhood, and I'm calling
mm-hmm.
again, I'm calling folks out, Save-A-Lot, y'all need to do better in terms of how you present your stores and how you service the people in that community. Okay. Like I said, that's a whole other discussion. That's a big pet peeve of mine, having to go outside of my community to spend my hard-earned dollars and my husband's hard-earned dollars.
I just don't do it. One of the things I learned, I know our time is about out, but one of the things I learned back in the 80s when we had the Miami boycott because of the way the tourism, the hotels was treating us, I learned from that and the apartheid against Shell, you are going to earn my dollar, or you can't have it. I'll drive 40 miles to give it to someone who is deserving and treats me in the manner in which I want to be treated.
Stephanie, I love you. Gotta go. Thank you. Thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I've never had a so good entertainment. Have a blessed day, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Keep your dollars in your community.
Amen.